This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Why is everyone who's correct these days so scared? We're about to go off on this, and I'll get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions on everything from politics to home invasions to all this stuff, but I mean, I guess I know the answer. You know the answer. We've talked about this, you and I, before. How our culture now, how it's been completely taken over by the communists. So anyone who speaks the truth catches an unbelievable amount of hate from a bunch of different directions. And what it's done is it's made people too scared to speak out. And the people who do speak out, they don't seem prepared for the hate that comes their way. So they'll end up apologizing for speaking basic truths. And it's why, it's the reason I talk all the time about how we have to learn how to crave the hatred, not just ignore it. We have to learn how to want it, how to love it. Unless we get to that point, we won't ever be able to speak the truth enough. Carlos Santana, obviously everyone knows who Carlos Santana is, Black Magic Woman and all that. He got up at a concert, and this is what he said. Honestly, this really the most benign statement. So benign, I'm not even sure if I agree with all of it. Here's what Santana said. When God made you and me, before we came out of the womb, you know who you are and what you are. Later on, when you grow out of it, you see things and start believing that you could be something that sounds good, but you know it ain't right because a woman is a woman and a man is a man. That's it. Whatever you got to do in the closet, that's your business. I'm okay with that. That's the most milquetoast, benign statement in the world. The headline from the San Francisco Chronicle was this: Carlos Santana goes on the most insane anti-transgender rant. Insane, but that's not the worst. The worst part was, of course, Santana apologized. I'm sorry for my insensitive comments. They don't reflect that I want to honor and respect all persons' ideals and beliefs. I believe that what I said hurt people, and that was not my intent. I sincerely apologize to the transgender community and everyone I offended. You see it over and over and over and over and over again. These little, almost want to call them burps of the truth. Just kind of, it just out there for a brief second and then gets smashed down so fast they just disappear right away. Apologies all around. Gosh. Let's get to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Dear Destroyer of Hairlines, what's the best strategy when dealing with the home invader? Do you go in loudly, announce your intentions that you have a weapon to try to scare them off, or do you go in quietly and take them by surprise to neutralize the threat? I love the show. All right, I am not going to sit here and give you... I'm not going to give you home invasion strategies as if I'm some kind of an expert on home invasion strategies. Yes, I understand how to handle firearms fairly well. I'm not an expert. I can handle them fairly well. I know my way around them. Yes, I've had some urban warfare training. Not an expert on that either. I am aware about a few things. I'm not going to tell you how to handle things. I'm going to tell you how I handle things. And you can take that and run with it or not. If you want to get better at this kind of thing, you should know that there are so many professional organizations that will train you in this now. You, a civilian, you know you can go have really great firearms training, home defense training by pros, man. Real, real pros. SWAT guys and Green Berets and these types. They have all kinds of schools and camps all across the country. So I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you how I handle it. This is how I handle it. Whenever that's come where there's been a noise at night or something like that, and I have to get up and make sure the house is okay, or we come home, this happened to us once, turns out the kids just screwed up, but the front door was open. It was open. Okay, what do we got going in? Everyone's got to stay in the car, that kind of thing. First of all, there's something you need to understand about me, and I'm not saying it's right, And I'm not saying it's wrong, and I'm not saying this is how you need to be. I can only explain it about me, okay? I don't care about killing bad people. It means nothing to me. It means nothing to me. Nothing. If a really bad guy broke in here now, I would shoot him twice in the chest and once in the head, and I would go home and sleep like a baby tonight. I wouldn't need counseling or anything like that. It just, killing bad people means nothing to me. That is probably not the case with you. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. I'm just trying to explain how I approach it, all right? So let's say I'm asleep at night. There's a bump at night, in the night. Somebody might be breaking in. Think somebody could be breaking in. Okay, glass broke. Glass broke. Sounds like it might be a back window or something like that. Glass broke. What if someone's crawling in, home invader, serial killer. How would I handle that? Well, I have two priorities. The first is a country mile ahead of any other priority in life. Is my wife safe? Are my kids safe? Nothing else matters for me. Nothing else matters in that moment. Because of that, I believe I must stop the threat immediately and permanently. If there was a break-in, if I heard glass, if someone's kicking in the door, something, I'm not shouting warnings. I'm not going to turn on my interior lights. I'm not going to turn on the light of my weapon, although I will have it ready to turn on. I'm going to go, and I'm going to, as quietly as possible, approach the dangerous area, making sure I'm aware of my surroundings, and I'm just going to kill whoever's coming in my house. Period. End of story. I will probably, almost undoubtedly, if I can lay eyes on him in the dark, then I'll light him up with the light on my weapon, and then I'll kill him. And once he's dead, I'm going to put another one in his eye on the ground to make sure he's dead. And then I'm going to make sure that there's nobody else with him. He doesn't have an accomplice coming through on the outside. Remember, just because you killed one doesn't mean there isn't two, doesn't mean there isn't three. So I'm going to calm down as best I can and hear as best I can. Keep in mind, your hearing is a problem. This is something people don't realize, and they realize that they find out the hard way. You discharge a weapon of any kind inside. I mean, outside, you're going to get ringing in your ears without ear protection. Inside, man, with those rounds, that sound bouncing off the walls, it's going to be your hearing is not going to be great. So you're really going to have to calm yourself down and anticipate that. Remember, it's not the end of the world. It can freak you out if you don't anticipate it. I can't hear what's going on. Take a knee. Take a deep breath. Calm down. Use your eyes. By this point in time, family will be awake. For me, I will have the kids and wife, and I will verbalize this loudly. I will get them to a place I want them to be in the home, and then I will wait there. And I will just wait and make sure everything's clear. That's how I'm doing it. How you do it is your business. I have a different set of values than a lot of people, maybe a different set of values than you. And I'm not judging you if yours are different. And again, I want to encourage everybody right now. If you have the money, if you have the time, and some of these classes are very reasonable, go take a defense class, a weapons defense class that's a lot more than just target shooting. It really does matter. And I want to encourage you, take a home defense class. You will learn things in there you didn't know otherwise. And then you need to learn something else. You need to learn legally what you need to do after that happens. Legally. If the threat has been put down and everybody's safe in my home, my first call is not 911. My first priority is not making sure the cops know. My first call was to my lawyer. Hey, there was just a self-defense shooting in my home. I need any advice you give me right now before I call 911, where my voice will be recorded. What do I say? What do I not say? He'll instruct me, basically say nothing. Tell them there's been a self-defense shooting. Everything's secure. Send cops and an ambulance. And then hang up the phone, no matter what they ask. Look, whatever your lawyer tells you to do, whatever your self-defense teacher tells you to do. And then I will sit and I will wait. And I will, of course, be polite with the brave police officers who show up. But I will frustrate them because I'm not going to answer any of their questions, no matter how nice and friendly they are, no matter how much I know them. And I know them in my hometown. No, my wife's not going to answer any questions. My kids are not going to answer any questions. Once the lawyer gets there, then we can begin the process of answering whatever questions you may have. But for somebody who breaks in my home, that's my only concern is the life of my family, period. Therefore, if you're one of the people breaking in or even trying to break in because of the laws here in Texas, if you're kicking in my front door here in Texas, if you're attempting entry into my home, I can kill you for attempting it. I'll just cap you right through the door and leave you there. That's just how I will handle it. You handle things the way you handle things. And my whole family knows this, and they all operate the same way. My wife with her gun, my boys with their guns. Everyone is well aware of what needs to be done. Even my boys have had the very frank talk. You put them all in him, and then put another one in his head when he's down. Because dead men have killed a lot of people. So, there, that was probably a little heavier than you usually used to on the radio. Who's to blame for these charges against Trump? Somebody wants to know. We'll talk about that. And the debate. Should I be a moderator? And more. Let's talk about Rough Greens. Someone did email and asked me, hey, Jesse, can I take Rough Greens for me? Look, I'm thrilled that you're thrilled with the difference you've seen in your dog with Rough Greens, the natural nutritional supplement you've poured on your dog's food. I love that you love it. I love it for my dog. Do not take it for yourself. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black designed Rough Greens for dogs. For dogs. Your dog will get the vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega oils, everything your dog needs. Your dog. It's only for your dog, okay? And for those who haven't tried it yet, man, try a free bag and look at the difference in your dog. All you pay for is the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse and get a free bag. Or call them. Even better. 833-33-MY-DOG. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jeez. You hear this local news story out of Chicago? You know how much that sucks? I've lamented about this before. Chicago and New York really grade on me because I love them so much. I've spent some time in LA and I've enjoyed myself as far as the three big cities in America go, but I've spent so much time in New York and Chicago and just, man.
Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins says his office has been addressing complaints and problems taking place at the Inn of Chicago in Streeterville. It's one of 15 temporary shelters set up across the city to house new migrants.
We're seeing increase in prostitution, narcotic sales. Occasionally there's a fight. Certainly the stores around the immediate area have reported shoplifting.
Chicago.
That's going well. That's going well. One last note on that home invasion stuff before we move on to the other stuff. Make sure you practice more than anything else with your weapon, okay? Practice. Because God forbid that day comes, and I hope it never comes. But if that day does come where you're out of bed in your boxer shorts or your little nighty stuff you chicks wear, and you're walking down the hall with a weapon in your hands, you're going to be scared. Your heart's going to be pumping. You're not going to be thinking right. It's impossible to think right when you're thrown into these situations you're not used to with your adrenaline going. And that's okay. When that moment comes, don't freak out. That's okay. But you should understand that you will shoot as well as you've trained at that point. You're not at the range anymore with the paper target. You will shoot as well as you've trained. Mantis X trains you. That's why I love it. I wouldn't even try to tell you to buy a Mantis X if it was just target practice at home. You know, you dry fire practice at home. If it was just target practice, oh, that one's in the center. Oh, a couple inches off. I wouldn't even try to tell you to buy it. But the Mantis X will put you through drills so that in that moment, it won't make you less scared. It will not. But your weapons handling, your shooting will be good. Because your body, it'll be muscle memory. Your body will just know how to do it. And you do this practice in your home. Dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. Get a Mantis X, man. The Green Berets freaking use it for a reason. I use it. The Marines use it. Army uses it. MantisX.com is what the pros use. MantisX.com. Go get one, all right? Jesse, all the right-wing whiners realize they are to blame for the charges against Trump, right? All the years of hiding from the media like frightened kittens, pandering to them to get a pat on the head and blaming each other or themselves like battered housewives, let Democrats take things too far. This is so true. It's so true. And I've told you this story before, and like I won't go into all the details of it like I have in the past, but the truth is we lose sight of the fact that most of our elected representatives are not these fighters, these warriors, because normal people like you don't run for office. We have these lifelong narcissistic dorks. And the truth is the dork, yeah, he likes it that you come up to him at the county fair and you tell him you voted for him and you're like, hey, can you take a picture for my Instagram with it? He likes that. But you know what he really loves? You see, he doesn't send that Instagram picture of you and him. He doesn't send that to his mom to brag, mom, look how cool this is. Look, I got to talk to this lady at the county fair. He doesn't send that to his mom. You know what he sends to his mom? That article in the New York Times that said something nice about him. Mom, look, I'm in the New York Times, mom. Isn't that exciting? He wants to be loved by the New York Times. And so in the end, when the rubber meets the road, when things have to be done now, things that will undoubtedly make him unpopular with a treasonous publication like the New York Times, he will in the end choose the New York Times over you or over me because that's the real approval he seeks. And keep this in mind, because we don't punish him for seeking the approval of the New York Times. As I mentioned it at the beginning of the show with all the Trump indictment stuff. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see the GOP primary participation this year. You know what the average is, 20 to 25%. Democrats double us. They do 50%. And I see today all kinds of outrage about Trump's latest indictment. And then I see this very bizarre kind of like celebratory attitude. Woohoo, it's a cool mugshot party, baby. I'll be anxious to see if any of that turns into actual action. Are we going to have more people running for office? Are we going to have more Republicans showing up to vote in the primary? When they vote in the primary, are they going to vote against the rhino congressman, rhino senator, rhino state senator, rhino state house guy they currently have? Or are they going to show up in the primary and vote again like they always have for the same loser? And most people will sit at home. It's no big deal. But they got the Trump mugshot t-shirt. That's real campaigning. I'm anxious to see. Do we finally have enough anger to produce action? I don't see it yet. Oh, I see it from you. I get your emails. I'm not worried about you. Does the rest of the GOP share your motivation? Share your drive? Share your plan? Legal, local, take back our communities. Does anyone else share it but you? I don't know. I get worried about it. The more I see these guys, I get worried about it. Dear benevolent Shogun, we need a real debate moderated by real anti-communists, not rhinos. Why doesn't the First TV, Daily Wire, and Blaze work together to do a real debate? You can ask real anti-communist questions and not communist questions. Is that at all possible? That's probably something that is possible. See, I'm on the First TV. I'm on the First TV. You know, I have a TV show every night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Also, they simulcast the radio show. If you want to watch me do the radio show, it's on the First TV. You can sit and watch me. But the Daily Wire and the Blaze, and let me clear this up. I get along with all kinds of people. I'm friends with all kinds of people at the Daily Wire, Matt Walsh and all those guys. I get along with all kinds of people at the Blaze. Honestly, I'm an admirer of Glenn Beck. He's somebody who offers extremely helpful advice. Sarah Gonzalez, Chad Prather. But the organizations themselves, asking them to coordinate with each other when they're kind of competitors, not kind of competitors, they are competitors, not really realistic. Not realistic. All right, we got more. What about the violent protests? Why can they do it and we can't? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Halfway home. Halfway to the weekend, really. You know what? It is the weekend because it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Now, it's time. Let's go.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Oh, wise obfuscating Dr. Oracle Jesse. I have two interviews the next week and I'm trying to leave a company I've worked for the last 11 years. Do you have any good interview tips or advice to help me nail these interviews and maybe get 2 job offers? Thank you for all you do. Your frozen margarita compadre, companion, or Cameron. That's not nice. All right. I've given you this before. Let me do this again for job interview stuff. Actually, I do. I have the best advice for a job interview. A couple pieces of advice. One, you know how they say show up 15 minutes early? That's a lie. Because what happens if you get caught in traffic because there's a wreck? What happens if you get a flat tire? What happens? And remember, your prospective employer doesn't care about your excuses. They don't care that you pulled over to help a woman give birth on the side of the road. Ha ha, that's great. You didn't show up on time. You actually show up a half hour early and sit in the parking lot. Just play on your phone. Listen to the radio. Chill out. Do whatever you do to chill for 15 minutes. Then you walk in. They see you 15 minutes early. That's one. Two. Dress up. A suit and tie, gentlemen. Ladies, something professional and sharp. Ladies, put your boobs away too. Serious about this. I've seen interviews with female candidates where it wasn't even anything trampy or anything like that. It was just a little bit showing was considered too much. Hey, come on, we don't need that. We don't need it in the office. Put your boobs away, ladies. Fellas, I didn't say, did you hear me say you had to go buy a $500 suit or something like that? The effort of dressing up is what matters the most. The effort of dressing up. If you have to go drop $50 at a big box store, if you have to go to a thrift store somewhere, just get a pair of khakis, a button-up shirt. It doesn't have to be a full suit and tie if you can't do that. Go as cheap as you have to. It's the effort. It can be the worst fitting piece of crap suit or khakis and a nice shirt in the world. If I'm doing the interviewing, if you come in, if the guy before you comes in and he's in some super nice expensive, what's an expensive t-shirt brand? Is there an expensive t-shirt brand, guys? Michael, is there one? Saint Laurent? So if the guy comes in front of you with a Saint Laurent t-shirt and Saint Laurent shorts or whatever, if they even make shorts, if he's in $1,000 worth of t-shirt and shorts and you come in and you're in $50 worth of khakis and a button-up, I would still respect you way more because you showed me effort. You showed me you cared enough to show up and dress up. And that leads me to my final interview tip before we move back to everything else when it comes to the left and politics and whatnot. The ultimate interview tidbit for you forever, forever. This goes for you kids applying for your first job. It goes for 50-year-old men applying for your fifth one, switching careers, whatever. Shut up. Shut up. After you shake their hand firmly. I realize some people didn't have good dads and you've got these limp-wristed, pathetic handshakes out there. You can adjust that at any age. It takes no skill to do a firm handshake. Shake hands firmly and then sit down and shut up. Meaning, listen. When you're in a job interview, you want the job, so you're nervous. And when you get nervous in a job interview, what happens is, this is human nature, you want to talk your way into the job. You want to just try to I just want to vomit out. I've been researching the company and I want to tell you about all my motivations and here are all my strengths and here I can help you succeed. And shut up. You don't know what the guy doing the interviewing wants to talk about. And oftentimes these guys who do the interviewing, they oftentimes don't want to talk about the job at all. Oh, really? Your son's in what? Your son's in T-ball? Wait a minute. For who? No way. I went there. Oh, no way. Do you know Mark? Is he still coaching? You might find yourself sitting there for 20 minutes talking about puppies or football or horse racing or even politics. But if you don't shut up and listen, you have no idea what he or she wants to talk about. Let them talk. Let them ask the questions. You calmly sit there and then springboard off of what they're talking about. Don't be so anxious to talk that you talk the whole time, or even worse, that you interrupt. You will do that when you're nervous because you're so anxious to get your answer out. You know exactly what your answer is going to be. So you'll talk over them as they finish up their question. Shut up and listen. All right? Riddle me this, Oracle of the Radio. How is it that the left, at the drop of a hat, can simultaneously stage massive violent protests and riots, complete with mayhem and murder, in multiple cities across the U.S., and completely get away with it with very few, if any, prosecutions and convictions, in spite of clear video and forensic evidence? Meanwhile, the right can't even stage a conga line in the basement of a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere without everybody going to jail. Well, they not only took power, they use power. Remember, they ran for these DA seats and they infiltrated the DOJ and FBI with a purpose. If somebody on the right, and maybe somebody listening right now is either part of the FBI or wants to be, maybe you have some young hotshot dude right now and he wants to go be in the FBI and whatnot, wants to go serve and protect and do all this other stuff. Why do you want to serve in the FBI? Why? Here's why. I guarantee it. You want a little action. Don't lie, fellas. It's okay to be an action guy. Action guys make the world go round. You want a little action? You want to do good. You want a purpose, right? You want to fight with good guys. You want to fight against bad guys. Remember Steve Friend? Steve Friend is a friend of the show. He's the FBI whistleblower who came forward. Steve Friend, and he's been on the show before. He's a freaking wonderful dude, wonderful family. And Steve had a life of service where he was not only just an action guy, he was a service guy. He wanted to serve and he wanted to take down bad guys. He was assigned, before they pulled him off of it to work on January 6 cases, Steve Friend was out there busting child porn guys and loved it. Oh yeah, you're a piece of trash child porn guy. Steve Friend's coming to knock on your door, son. That's why you joined the FBI. But because that's why you joined the FBI, again, human nature, we project our values onto other people. We think that's why they joined the FBI. They joined the FBI to arrest you. They run for DA to turn their friends loose to make sure their friends cannot be prosecuted for crimes and to prosecute you for crimes. They have a totally different worldview, a totally different motivation system, a totally different focus. It's like we've talked about with the teachers. We'll look at some pink-haired freak teacher with a bunch of pins in her face, putting up some online video about how proud she is that she transgendered about half of her classroom. And we look and we say, oh my gosh, it's horrible. And it is horrible. I want her arrested and she should be arrested. But what we're missing is this vital component. That hag went into teaching to do that. She didn't ever have this moment where she's sitting around and I just want to positively influence the youth of the next generation. And if I could just teach them how to read and write and some ABCs, and I just want to do it for the kids. She never did it for the kids. She did it for the cause. Our people don't think in those terms. It's why no AG has managed to find the balls to indict a Democrat in this country. Because he ran to uphold the rule of law and the Constitution. And he wanted to do things the right way. And arresting somebody just because they're arresting our guys is just beyond the pale for him. Well, that's why they're winning and we're losing. They have a purpose. They seek out their positions with a different purpose than we do. All right. We got a lot more. First of all, let's do this. Did you know you spend 1/3 of your life in bed? That's a crazy stat, isn't it? But it's true. So you never shortchange yourself on three things in life. Anything that goes on your feet, the tires that go on your car, and your bedding. Get some good sheets for your bed. Everyone goes and gets a good pillow. I got my pillow. People will spend the money on a good mattress. And then when it comes to the sheets, they just drop it like a hot potato. The sheets are everything, man. That's the part that touches your skin. Giza Dream Sheets are the greatest sheets ever. And they're being sold for their lowest price ever at MyPillow right now. You have to go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse, and you can get Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $29.98. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Giza Dream Sheet time, baby. Or call them 800-845-0544.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The thing that holds up whether to do impeachment inquiry, provide us the documents we're asking. The whole determination here is how the Bidens handle this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if as long as we do it the right way, we need the right documentation. Our guy just went down for his fourth indictment. We're still holding out to make sure that we get all the T's crossed and I's dotted. All right. Jesse the Blade Kelly, do you prefer meatballs with your spaghetti or meat sauce? I feel like the meatball, in, or more authentically Italian, however, I don't want to look like... anyway, I feel like meat sauce is different. Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to say something, and I don't want this to be twisted around. I don't want my words twisted around. I'm pro meatball. Yes, I... Shut up, Chris. Yes, I am. I'm pro meatball. I am. I am a meatball sub freak, actually. I'll take a meatball sub. Shut up, Chris. I'll take a meatball sub and melt provolone on it or mozzarella, and then I'll dip it in ranch. And it's delicious. It's delicious, Chris. Give it a shot. Anyway, I love meatballs so much, the wife will slow cook meatballs. I'll just get a bowl of meatballs and just sit and just eat meatballs. Just me, just shoving balls in my mouth. That said, spaghetti with meat sauce is so superior to spaghetti with meatballs. Why wouldn't I want a little meat in my mouth with every single bite? With the meatball, I have to seek out the meat, try to cut the meatball to make sure I have the perfect amount with my spaghetti, plus the meat sauce. I can sop up the meat sauce with my hamburger bun garlic bread, which is top of the line. Dynamite. Freaking dynamite. You see this? FEMA holds employee trainings on white supremacy. Remember who the Kulaks were. Just remember that. The Kulaks. When Stalin took over and he decided to start starving a bunch of Ukrainians to death, decided all your farms belong to me. And he took anybody who owned any land at all, the middle class really, and decided they were Kulaks. They were the enemy. They were the traitor. And he began to build a society that treated them as if they were the enemy. You're seeing that take place right now in the United States of America at many different levels than just the government level. All across corporate America, it's taking place in the military, the education system. We don't even have to go into that. It's bad. Dear Pink Flower, now that Trump announced he's not doing the GOP debate and will be interviewed by Tucker, should DeSantis publicly challenge Trump to a one-on-one instead of doing the GOP debate? I know Trump wouldn't accept and DeSantis wouldn't challenge him, but it would optically look like a small victory for DeSantis. Keep bringing the topics no one wants to truly cover to the spotlight. It's very refreshing. I don't think that would work. See, here's why that wouldn't work for DeSantis. If DeSantis does something like that, kind of a gimmicky thing, and I'm not criticizing it because gimmicky can work. It works oftentimes in politics. If DeSantis does a gimmicky thing, what will happen is it won't come across as authentic. And authentic is more important than anything else politically. He's not a gimmicky guy, for better or for worse. And this can hurt him. And I would argue it is hurting him on the campaign trail. He's a very serious human being. He's dead serious about these issues, about saving the country. He has a plan he's implemented in Florida. He has a plan he wants to implement nationally. He's very, very serious. But politics so often, you can say sadly or not, but it's always been this way. So often politics, it becomes the prom king, the prom queen. It becomes a vote, you know, a popularity contest, really. And so, look, there's governing and then there's getting elected. You have to own who you are. Otherwise, people smell it. People can smell, even even gigantic herds of people, because you know how dumb gigantic herds of people can be. Individuals are smart. Big herds of people are stupid. But even gigantic herds of people, they can smell inauthenticity. They can smell it a million miles away. Trump was able to gain such a foothold on the GOP early because Trump is who he is and owns who he is. That's who he is. Now, maybe you hate that. Maybe you love that. But for better or worse, he owned it. You always have to own it. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But what you can't do is try to be something you're not. Exhibit A.
Every day around the world, the impact of the climate crisis is stark and it is vivid. We are seeing it in real time. And of course, we are all praying for the people of Maui.
Yeah.
Far too many lives lost. Far too many lives lost. Homes lost. Businesses lost. Livelihoods lost.
Why do people hate Dome? Everyone hates her. Everybody. It's not just you and me. Normie Norm hates her. Democrats hate her guts. Her approval numbers with Democrats are below Joe Biden's. Everybody hates Dome. Why is that, though? Now, maybe you're tempted, or I would be tempted, to say, well, it's her policies. It's these radical left policies. That's not it at all. There are all kinds of popular Democrats who have radical left policies. Barack Obama is a committed communist who believes in all kinds of radical left policies. Barack Obama is very popular, especially on the left today, extremely popular. Why don't people like Dome? Because she's inauthentic. And everyone can smell it. Absolutely everybody. Whether you're an adult, a child, whether you're an individual, whether you're a gigantic group of people, you hear Dome speak and you automatically know this is all programmed, it's all written, it's all been given for, it's all been scripted, it's all stuff she's practiced in front of a mirror. None of this even feels real.
Every day around the world, the impact of the climate crisis is stark.
So people hate her. Authenticity underrated. All right. We have an hour. That's the good news. The bad news is we have a lot of questions. And I mean a lot of questions. Everything from abortions to what should we do with prisoners? AC pins. Do we need more of those? Mr. Pickles. DeSantis. Someone's concerned about his lack of charisma. And incandescent light bulbs. All that and so much more still to come on The Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.